Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Usually do weekend in review at this time on a Monday morning, but we spent parts of the weekend together. So the adult Easter egg hunt at Knoebel's Three Ponds was amazing.
It was so fun. Kegs and eggs. Great egg hunters. Everyone was happy. The weather was perfect.
Shout out to the ladies from Shamokin with the bunny ears on.
Yes.
They were quite a crew.
They finished off the hunt, if you will, and yes. It was super fun.
Yes. Our winner and her crew had a great time. Our two grand prize winners were more than thrilled.
Yes.
When they cracked open their egg to see the nice little tickets in there. Gave away a lot of Rusty Rail beer, a lot of Civil War cider. A lot of Knoebel's prizes and nickel plate prizes.
Tickets, nickel, and the staff at the nickel plate, they were hopping, man.
Yeah.
Hopping.
That
it was
place
good.
Was happening.
It was super duper fun. And everybody played by the rules.
Yes.
Honestly, wore masks, made sure to kind of distance themselves out naturally. It's almost like we're kind of used to it by now. There was not a single incident that, like, everybody was just happy, I think, to be out and about.
Which is, you know, only what I could wish for the nation. Every weekend, there's stupid news stories coming out about people acting weird. This event locally, hats off to you guys. Everybody behaved. Everybody was COVID safe.
Big shout out to our buddy Mattson.
Mattson got it done.
He did indeed.
And Stacy and the rest of the crew.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Thank you. I had a great time.
I had a quiet Easter yesterday. So yours, though, you have a big family and there's nephews involved.
Yep.
That was probably...
Yep, we had an egg hunt for the nephews. We had dinner over at the Washaleskis. Then we hopped on over to the Goods in Danville. We made the rounds. It was a really nice day yesterday as well. It was warmer.
Yes, it was
a little
nice.
Chilly Saturday night by the time the sun went down.
So today the Washaleskis will be celebrating Dingus Day, I'm sure.
Indeed we will.
Where Boucha... And
Len Dog
will be pulking and sipping beers all day long.
Listen, Len Dog deserves a beer after all the playtime with the nephews yesterday.
There you go. You know what? We should see if there's a parish, a church, something in the Shamokin area that actually celebrates Dingus Day. If you're listening and you're in Shamokin.
Or in Mount Carmel.
Or Coltmont or the area.
I don't know.
Hunterway City, wherever.
City, if you will. West Cameron.
Minersville. Yeah, the list goes on and on. We should find out if there's actually anyone who celebrates Dingus Day. I just think it sounds hilarious.
You know what? I wish we could get my Uncle Jeff on the line because that's my dad's brother.
Okay.
He knows everything about being a Polack. He does. He does.
He researched the whole... I know everything about being a Mick.
There
he
it
knows
is.
Everything about being a Polack.
Exactly, a Polack.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I should text him up. He actually retired. Literally retired just last week. Like now he's a free agent. Yeah.
Wow.
I should give him a text message. Be like, yo, Uncle Jeff.
Happy Dingus Day.
Yeah, happy Dingus Day. Made me think of you.
Saturday Night Live is our late night sound bites. We'll talk about some airline changes coming up. And this question I will pose to Laura and to anyone.
Okay.
Are you actually afraid of the Easter Bunny? We'll talk about that coming up.
Listen, I mean, we could go down the South Park rabbit hole on the, on the real origin of Easter, according to those two.
Let's not do that.
I mean, and why the Pope's hat is shaped a certain way.
No. Quest for the Castle and more coming up.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Okay, Easter's over. I could say it now. The whole concept of the Easter Bunny is the dumbest thing ever.
No, I like it. Because it gives a nod to the holiday's pagan roots and kind of, well, I'm serious.
Okay, stop with that. Just stop. I'm talking about a person dressed in a giant fur bunny suit prancing around your backyard because you hired him. Or sitting at center court of the mall and letting kids sit on the lap. I just didn't do it. I raised three kids and we didn't do the Easter Bunny thing. Just didn't do it.
Oh, see,
we
kind
had
of...
an Easter egg hunt.
Sure.
We had Easter egg baskets, but the bunny didn't bring them. A giant rabbit didn't step in my house.
See, but I kind of like the fact that the bunny gives that reflection to the spring goddess, like it's Nordic,
nah,
Ostara.
People don't look at it that way.
I do.
Just look at some commercialism
because
crap.
it's like you know, the rebirth of the entire world, and you're ushering in spring, and it's kind of like old man winter is going away, and here comes this beautiful sort of like springtime goddess. And I like that everything sort of evolves and there are roots. Historical roots in things.
Not some guy in a giant rabbit costume. And if the costume's too old, you can see the zipper down the back of his head. It's just weird. Okay. Actually, one of my daughters, when she was little, said, I don't want a bunny and a big giant bunny coming in our house. And I was like, okay.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, except for the fact that you're the same daughter who told Santa Claus to leave the presents on the front porch. I mean, she didn't want Santa Claus coming in the house either. So, you know, maybe that's just the kid. But the concept of Easter Bunny, I almost think it's like a 50-50 thing. Listen to this.
Ready?
This is viral comedy, which is funny, but it's not funny.
No, because the kid's scared, and the dog's obviously barking.
And the dog's not like any... Now the second kid comes out on the porch and starts screaming, too.
No.
So I say no, but I'm sure people feel differently. So now that the holiday's over,
I'm not
Easter
a huge
Bunny, yes
fan.
Or no?
I'm, like, not a huge fan of, like, costumed individuals.
that's
just who I am personally. Yes. My sister as a child was petrified of any and all mascots,
there you go,
characters, etc. That's she just didn't like that particular moment. I don't know. What did we do at Disney World? The Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Speaking of Disney Quest for the Castle, it was like the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. And there's this big thing, and his name was Liver Lips, and he came over and smashed. I'm serious, and he smashed my Pop-Pop's muffin, and my sister lost her mind. Like, we couldn't complete breakfast because this thing was like, I don't know what it was. Boucha, I think it's too early for Boucha. She's not awake yet.
Liver Lips is what we call my Uncle Bob. He drank too much. But anyway.
The Hoop-Dee-Doo review, I don't think that exists anymore.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's there anymore.
I don't think you're going to find that in the Quest for the Castle. Liver Lips. But anyway, back to the Easter Bunny. You liked him or you didn't, let us know. The Ford phone line's always open at 1-800-326-94KX.
Am I making that up, or is that a thing? Somebody who's been to Disney recently, please call. The Hoop-Dee-Doo review. I have this picture in my mind as a five-year-old, and my poor sister losing her mind. There were these huge characters, but they weren't like Disney.
Right.
They were like bears and...
Liver Lips.
Okay. Yeah, Liver Lips.
Like, if we didn't stress the audience enough on Dingus Day, now we want to know if you know who Liver Lips is.
1-800-326-94KX.
Do you like
the
Easter
Hoop-Dee-Doo
Bunny?
Review. I swear it was a thing, and my sister was petrified.
I don't blame her. I think I would have been petrified, too.
Liver Lips.
Liver Lips. News is coming up next to check on the sports from the weekend and AccuWeather.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
Caller number four. That's right. Caller number four is the correct caller this morning. If you want to be qualified for the Quest for the castle. A trip for four to Walt Disney World. It could be yours. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
This is caller four on the Ford Fun Line. Hello.
Hello. My goodness.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Esther.
Where are you calling from?
Coal Township.
How's everything in Coal Township this morning?
Okay, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to hit you with two things. Quest for the castle or a quest for Cold Township? Where do you want to go?
The castle.
Of course you do. I mean, she said, I think I'll just stay in Cold Township. I said, no, Esther. She sounds lovely.
Esther, thank you so much.
Yes,
stay on the line. We'll get your info. You're qualifier number one. A big thank you to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram for helping us bring the Quest for the Castle right here to Central Pennsylvania.
Tom and Laura in the Morning.
In the Morning.
They make me laugh. They're hilarious.
94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
94KX.
Esther, are you still there? I just want to talk to Esther.
No, she's having a good morning. Our very first qualifier, a Disney family vacation, is up for grabs.
And you know what? I love when people say, I've been listening to you guys a long time, but this is the first time I ever got through. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. So I'm glad that she qualified this morning, the first of many. And then, of course, that grand finale is on May 21st at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, our huge grand sponsor.
Yes, and that's the live broadcast where when we wrap it up, Tom drives away in a brand new Jeep before Troy can notice what he's doing.
No, wait, whoa.
Sorry,
no,
Troy.
Back it up. Back it up.
I'm kidding.
You do not steal vehicles from wonderful sponsors.
I'll keep my old Jeep. It's fine. News is coming up next. A check on sports, a check on AccuWeather, and maybe some good news next hour.
That's right. Three stories to make you smile coming up bright and early on this Monday morning. Stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Do you know who the unsung heroes of school districts are?
Let me think. I never liked my gym teachers. I'll bet you like the guy that sweeps the floor.
Custodial staff.
Yes. There you go.
An elementary school janitor in North Carolina is so good with the kiddos who attend there. Someone nominated him for an award that comes with 10 grand.
Oh?
Unfortunately, he didn't win.
Aww.
Now, this is the good news, though. Take a listen.
The quiet hero of our school.
He's kind of our rock, the foundation of what we do here. He works really, really hard to build relationships with the students.
Going through the school, some of the kids said, Mr. Brown, I wish you were my father, I wish you were my grandfather.
My whole life, I've sat in church and uttered the words, to give is much more than to receive. But I've never really had that concept hit home like it did on Saturday.
How about that, huh?
Listen to what they gave him.
Okay.
The parents pooled their money once they found out he didn't win that award for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised him with a check for $35,000.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I wish I could go back in time and give Johnny the janitor at St. Teresa's Elementary.
Oh, Johnny
money.
The janitor.
He was a great guy. He was a great guy.
Yeah. Hey, when I taught in upstate New York, Patty was my bestie. She always cleaned my chalkboards. Like, oh my gosh. Anyway, custodial
hey,
staff. That's great news. Wow. Up next, three rescue dogs from Texas were adopted in New York City.
How do you know they're all from Texas?
Turns out they may or may not have been related.
What?
So exciting to see the dog. She's so happy to be together.
Started sniffing another dog. Basically, we found out that her dog was from the same rescue, and I asked some more questions, and it turned out that her dog was Marvin's son.
It's pretty special that we adopted three dogs, all in the same family from Texas, and ended up living in the same zip code.
The same zip code?
So all three of these adoptions occurred over a 3-week period, and then randomly these owners were walking down a New York City block, and they were like, hey, your dog looks like my dog. Long story short, here, one is the dog's dad, the other two are siblings, and then another block away is another sibling, all from the same litter, that somehow then came from Texas to New York City and live literally in buildings side by side.
And you just brought the picture up here. It's amazing. I was just going to say, how do you know this? But they do look like they're in the same family.
They do indeed.
Wow, that's cool.
Very, very cool. And then last but not least, Google it. A bunch of high school kiddos dressed up like painter Bob Ross for a fundraiser. It is funny, funny stuff.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the Morning. 94KX.
All right, I already mentioned my SAG. How old do you think is old, Laura? I mean, how old do you think is, like, let's go with middle age.
You are only as old as you feel.
Oh, that is such a horribly safe answer, Ebenezer Scrooge. I mean, I just, how old is old anymore?
70.
Okay, then middle age is 35?
No.
Yeah, there it is.
No, it's more like, I think 45, 50, in all honesty. Like, because longevity, like, your lifespan has expanded, thanks to modern medicine.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do you ask?
I ain't going to live to be 100. I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay.
I'm way past 50. So I'm just wondering.
No, you're 61.
Movie Mike's in the house.
Yeah.
Are you middle-aged, Mike, or is that still to come for you?
No, I would say probably middle-aged. I'm 52.
There it is.
See, I think that's about middle age.
Are you going to be 104?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Go I plan to.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
There's so many movies left to see.
He's optimistic.
Listen,
I have
a whole laundry list of countries that I still need to visit. I'm 38 years old. I'm going to need to at least 108 to get to all of them because I lost a whole year because of the pandemic. And I'm losing this year because of the pandemic.
That darn pandemic.
It really crimped my traveling style.
Yes, it did. Little viral comedy, and it actually comes from a comedian, Deanne Smith, explaining how she knew that she was middle-aged.
I love my little dog so much, but she makes me think about myself in a new way, and I don't appreciate that. I like to think that I am like a young, cool, radical punk. But when I'm in my weatherproof jacket, and I'm walking my little chihuahua, and she's in her weatherproof jacket... I'm like, oh, I'm a middle-aged white lady. Oh, gosh. Better go drink some yogurt and misuse some emojis. Like, I know my place. Not everybody reads me as middle-aged, but I know that I'm middle-aged because I have a formula for it. Some of you guys might be middle-aged right now and not even realize it. Here's my formula. Mm. If you can take the age that you're at now, double it. Die. And it's not a tragedy in middle-aged.
That's not bad thinking, actually. I mean, all right.
That's one of my favorite sounds right there. The earlier sound was the very specific sound of 34-year-olds reluctantly doing math.
That comes from the Netflix series Comedians of the World and Middle Age.
It would be tragic to die at 76. I know that sounds older, but anymore, like my grandma's over 90.
God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 60, 112, 34, 115. Me, 115 years old?
I could see it. You'd be super crabby, though. Like really, really grumpy.
Like, what are you laughing at, Mike?
Like, that's how I've envisioned it.
Like, real grumpy.
Okay, we're going to take a break so I can spank the two kids here. We'll be right back.
No, Thomas. No.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
The Trial of the Chicago 7 won the award for the Best Ensemble Cast of 2020 at the 27th Screen Actors Guild Awards, which were handed out in a pre-taped ceremony last night. As expected, Chadwick Boseman won a posthumous Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Leading Role for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Viola Davis won the award for a Leading Female Performance from the same film. She came out on top of what was considered to be a tight race with Frances McDormand for Nomadland and Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, having a lot of heat as well. Daniel Kaluuya was named the Best Male Actor in a Supporting Role for his performance in Judas and the Black Messiah. Well, Female Supporting Actor Award went to Yu Jung Yeon for her role as the feisty grandmother in Minari, giving her an important victory in this category. Now, on the television side, the Ensemble Prize for a Drama Series went to The Crown, and the Ensemble Award for a Comedy went to Schitt's Creek, which seems to be winning, like, everything under
every
the sun
award
these
ever.
Days.
Yeah. Wow.
I think they're going to get an Oscar, too, even though it's a TV show.
Yeah, there you go. Don't find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing us up to date on the SAG Awards.
Yes, the SAG.
Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
SAG.
So that was fun. Now we're going to transition into something that's kind of sad. Oh. Rapper and sometimes actor DMX is on life support after suffering a heart attack on Friday. And according to reports, it was brought on by a drug overdose.
Oh,
the paramedics
no.
tried to resuscitate him for 30 minutes, and during that time, he wasn't breathing. There are conflicting reports. Some say that he does have some brain activity, while others say he's in a vegetative state with lung and brain failure. DMX has publicly struggled with drug addiction, and he's been incarcerated over drug charges in the past. He is only 50 years old, so let's hope that DMX pulls out of this. But he's in very, very grave
very
condition.
Very sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we'll go back to happy stuff again after that detour into the sad. The U.S. box office might be making a comeback. Godzilla vs. Kong crushed expectations, earning $48.5 million since it opened on Wednesday, including $32.2 million over the three-day Easter weekend. So those are big numbers. And in fact, that's easily the biggest opening since the pandemic shut everything down. Meanwhile, the horror movie The Unholy opened in second place with $3.2 million. Nobody was third with $3 million. Raya and the Last Dragon came in fourth with $2 million. And Tom and Jerry rounds out the top five with $1.4 million. So, you know, the other movies didn't do as well as Kong versus or Godzilla versus Kong, but that shows that people are ready to go back to movies when there's
That's
something
That's so interesting
there.
Because I think for the past few weeks, you've talked about movies with single digits in the millions, like six point whatever, three point. But now that's Here's a big one. Okay.
It is, and I was at the theater on Friday afternoon, and it was very full for Godzilla versus Kong. I was seeing something else, but there were a lot of people in the theater, so people are obviously coming back. They feel vaccinated and safe. And
I'm ready to go back to the movies.
So Godzilla and Kong both beat the Easter Bunny. So
they
that's
did.
Important. And why would you release a movie called Unholy on Easter weekend?
It's an interesting movie. It's a religious horror movie, but it's got kind of a nice faith element. It takes the issue of faith seriously.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of a nice, pleasant little surprise there.
Possible review on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm planning to review that probably on Friday.
Excellent.
Okay. Sounds good. Nice to see you, Mike.
You too.
News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Who is your favorite Muppet? Rainbow.
Kermit the Frog.
He wins, hands down, in a recent survey. Coming in second is Gonzo.
The best.
With his crooked little nose.
I love when he plays Charles Dickens in A Muppet's Christmas Carol. And Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo the Rat, yeah. Finishing number three, in case you're wondering, was Steve Mitchell, the drummer from Lewisburg,
Animal!
Pennsylvania. Otherwise known as Animal. Yeah, so I love Fozzie Bear. Is he still around? I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
But
All of the Muppets along with Sesame Street can be found on HBO Max.
That's right. And that's the only place that I see, like, you know, Fozzie Bear. But they have a top 25. The Count finished last in the top 25. Dr. Teeth, remember the rock band?
Yes.
Bert. Ernie and Bert. Bert finished 23rd. I mean, come on.
Who doesn't love Bert and Ernie?
Who doesn't love Bert? Elmo at 22?
What about Beaker?
Yes, there's Scooter. Snuffleupagus. My daughter was deathly afraid of Snuffy. The same daughter that was afraid of the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. Yeah. Snuffy's big eyes and big eyelashes. I'm looking. Ernie comes in at 18. Are you kidding me? Sam the Eagle.
Snuffy was Big Bird's imaginary friend, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Big Bird, by the way, at number 14. Oscar at 13. I thought he'd be higher. Hey, your Rizzo the Rat came in at 12.
Oh, fun.
Cookie Monster at 11.
Cookie.
The Swedish Chef at number 9. Bork, bork, bork. That's pretty good. Miss Piggy at number 8. Fozzie comes in at number 7. Fozzie Bear. Grover, another one of my favorites.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Especially when he was Super Grover.
What about Elmo? Where's Elmo?
Elmo was like way down at
really?
Like 22.
Oh, Rolf? That's my nephew's favorite.
Oh,
I love Rolf.
Rolf, the piano player, finished at number 5. There he is, Beaker at number 4.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, wow.
I love the Muppets.
It says the Yiddish words, Shmuel and Shmazel, aren't just for Laverne and Shirley. They're also for Beaker. Oh, okay. Animal at number 3, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Based on Steve Mitchell, the drummer from Lewisburg. I think that's cool. Gonzo is number 2, and Kermit the Frog
favorite. So I loved him. Actually, we have the Quest for the Castle going on. They had the Muppet 3D experience
there
at Disney. And I had to get a toy Kermit, I remember as a little kid. And he had like bendable. I carried him everywhere. I loved Kermit.
And speaking of Disney, there are some Disney characters that showed up in the survey, but they were disqualified because they weren't Muppets.
No. You have to separate the two. Yeah. Muppets are very specific. They are Jim Henson creations.
That's right. So Disney characters were not eligible. Also, Yoda, which received quite a few votes from Star Wars, not eligible.
Popular, he is, but a Muppet, he is not.
Very good. Hey, a late night soundbite coming up. We're going to talk about Johnson & Johnson from Saturday Night Live News on the way. And we'll see what we got for you at 8:30. Maybe more talk on that castle. Maybe a chance to qualify.
You never know. You have to listen all day long. But especially to Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Laura found something interesting. If you're looking for a new job...
Well, you have to brush off the old resume.
Dust it off and clean it up because there might be some things wrong with your resume.
Apparently, the average person pretty much redoes their resume about 34 times during their life, which that's a lot.
Wow, that is a lot.
So you'd think we would all be good at it by now, but we're not really because we all make the same common mistakes.
Okay, so we have a list of what, 7?
Yep, we're going to go 7 to 1.
All right.
Make sure you have the correct contact information on there.
You know what? That's true, because if you worked, like, say, our case, you worked in radio 20 years ago with somebody, they may have moved, they may have changed their phone number, right?
Also, if your email address is something like hotbabe427 @yahoo.com, no. Gmail is free. Have it be your first name and your last name. And if it's already taken because you have a common name like Smith, put a period in there. Put the year that you were born. Do something that keeps it professional.
Hot football stud 1977.
Yeah. No. Or XXX.
Yeah. No.
Chicks. No. Blah, blah, blah. No.
All right. What else we got?
All right. Number 6. Missing a digit in your phone number. It's easy to do by accident.
Yeah. Because you're typing so fast and... if it's missing a digit, it ain't going to work.
According to this from LinkedIn, it happens more than you think. Mm. And those typos could mean the difference between getting a job and not getting one.
All right.
And I already mentioned this.
Yes.
Update your email address.
Don't have a young. Can we say that? A young email address.
Which is cool. Listen, my like first email address was through AOL.
Right.
Because that's how we got online.
That's
right.
It. Yeah.
And it was also my screen name. And you wanted to be silly and fun because you were like in chat rooms with people.
Uh-huh.
No, we need to update it.
No more. Okay.
Using font that's too big, too small, or just in general different.
Really?
Comic Sans MS is not a professional font.
And so how many points do we use then?
12.
12?
Classic.
Okay.
Keep it classic.
All right, good.
Grammatical errors, spelling mistakes.
Oh, my.
I mean, just have somebody else proofread it. There are actual free resume proofing services out there, particularly at our local PA Career Links. That's what they're there for.
Okay,
they help you.
Clean up the grammar. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not writing enough.
But isn't there some people that could write too much? Is that another
There's
one?
A difference, I think, between a resume and a CV. So like a curriculum vitae, if they want to see everything, that's a CV. So then that can be pages and pages. But a resume, keep it to one sheet.
That's
keep it
I
short,
do.
Keep it clean, keep it at least the past 5 years.
Okay, good. All right. So don't like be skimpy, but don't write too much.
Well, yeah, because it can be way too lengthy. So if you have, you know, cashier and then you have something, keep the description short, sweet, and to the point.
There it is. So if you're going for a new job, the Tom and Laura list of the day just helped you out.
We try.
News is coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather.
It's all with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Yeah, you're home for the quest for the castle. Your next chance to qualify to win that Disney vacation for four could be right around the corner. How about Esther this morning? Was she most adorable?
Oh, Esther from Coal Township, thank you so much for listening bright and early. We got our first qualifier. My goodness, who's going to be with us there at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram? Mm.
Who will be there to claim their prize at Zimmerman's coming up later? But we're going to gather up a lot of qualifiers in the meantime. And Esther has been listening to the show for 4 years and has never won anything.
I'm so glad that she got through today.
Just qualifying just freaked her out. It was so cool.
It's a family vacation to Disney. I mean, that is quite a nice prize.
Yes,
qualifying
it is.
Continues between now and May 21st. You have to listen all day long to win. Who knows? Maybe Chad Evans has it. Maybe Mark Stevens. Maybe Sam Tyler. We don't know.
Stay with us. The quest for the castle continues.
Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
What a show. What a show. Thanks for being part of it. Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. Wow. We did a lot of things. No one ever checked in with us from Shamokin that is actually celebrating National Dingus Day. It's a Polish holiday.
Polish holiday on today's National Fun Day, where we should drink beer and listen to polka music.
Yeah, so it is National Fun Day. You have fun any way you want. But if you're Polish, National Dingus Day.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
National Deep Dish Pizza Day.
I have mixed feelings on the deep dish. I like it.
Yeah, but it gets greasy sometimes on the bottom.
But kind of like when in Rome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so when in Chicago?
When in Chicago, have it, get it from the source, head to Gianni's or one of those hole-in-the-wall places. Yeah. But otherwise, I like me a good floppy slice of Philly or New York-style pizza.
Me too. So, we always wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Does it have to do with having fun or National Dingus Day?
It has to do with starting your work week off on the right foot. Now, some people do have off today, which is wonderful for them.
Okay, so what do we got?
But your Monday morning thoughts, they set the tone for the whole week. So see yourself being positive, getting stronger, living a fulfilling, happier, healthier life. And that starts Monday.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.